T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Spadil, can you put up that video of the football player, the ex-football player that catches that kid?
Yeah, I'll get that up.
Have you seen the video, Jamie?
Yeah, I think he put it up yesterday, didn't he?
Did you put it up yesterday?
But you can put it up again, I'm sure, people.
Yeah.
This ex-football player, he was a wide receiver for some university. A parent has to drop a child from a third story of a burning apartment complex, and the guy makes a running, diving catch.
Crazy, isn't it?
Whoa!
I know. I saw that, but I've seen those before. But everybody breaks their arms when they catch them, you know.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh my God!" Yeah.
And there's another guy in the picture. That guy would have never made the catch.
No.
Yeah. He. I don't know if he just kind of got panicked.
I think that's what it was. He froze. He didn't even jump to action. The guy who actually saved the baby came in from the left, and it was a last second catch.
He ran, right? Yeah. Like, he ran like he's a football player.
And he had to dive on his knees to get this baby.
Yeah. Wow, he saved his life.
And he is a former wide receiver for some football team. But what a remarkable catch.
Yeah, I'm watching the other guy. Well, so the other guy was in place to catch him. I feel like the other guy ran in front of him and took it. And he's probably like, well, I was going to get that. Hello.
I feel like the other guy would have missed, though, Jamie.
Yeah, his arms were kind of like this. He didn't freeze. He actually had his arms out. But the guy in the red, the football player, came and just ran in front of him like, you know, a Michael Jordan ball hog move.
Yeah.
But the other guy's like, what? I want to be the famous one.
He did.
I know.
And he made the catch. You can see it on our Facebook page. What's up with all the Bears?
They're
everywhere.
Wait, I was still in this moment.
Oh. Well, the guy made the catch, kid's good.
Oh, okay.
But first of all, you got that Lost Lake, right? He's closed.
Yeah.
That area.
Because they have a psycho bear. It's just one bear on meth. And that bear he's a honey badger of bears. He does not give a blank.
It appears that the bear situation this year is much worse than years past. What's changed? Is it the COVID brought them out? I mean, what's up?
This is an unusual circumstance because this bear is in its natural habitat, right? You know, a lot of times we move bears, we're moving them if they're out of a neighborhood or something like that.
Well, in addition to the closure at Lost Lake, there is also a temporary ban on camping from the Hesse Trailhead to the Indian Peaks Wilderness boundary. These closures will remain in place until wildlife officers can deem the area safe.
They're aggressive.
And you saw yesterday, because BJ and I were looking at our rings, and what did I say? I said I had 7 alerts.
You did.
And all 7, I was like, oh my God, I have 7 alerts on my ring. It's where other people report stuff. It was all bears.
And then my wife gets home yesterday. First thing she brings up, she goes, did you see all the alerts on the bears? They're all over the neighborhood. And I'm like, what?
What's going on?
We live in the city. We shouldn't have bears.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it the drought and they're coming down because I don't know.
I don't get it.
They probably can't find food.
Maybe
that's it. But everybody knows, what are you to do when there's a bear?
First, you should back away slowly, make noise, and try to haze the bear away.
How do you haze a bear?
I don't know.
If that bear seems agitated or unbothered, it's a sign that they are likely accustomed to finding food in the area, and they are not scared of you.
Every bear, to me, seems agitated.
I agree with you.
I don't know if he is or not, but to me, it appears he is.
Well, and what did I tell you? I said, take a backpack everywhere you go with a big steak. And that way, if you see a bear, you throw it as far as you can.
This is pretty crazy, though, that they're everywhere right now.
So many. I know. It just really is crazy.
I can't even imagine coming out of the house at 3:30 in the morning and there'd be a big bear standing there in the driveway. Jamie had this happen just about 3 weeks ago. A big old bear crossing your driveway into a neighbor.
We tore my trash up.
Yeah.
Oh, all over the neighbor.
With cubs. And this is a bear with cubs.
I know.
Which is really dangerous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he took all my trash. He drank all my Trulies. So we did name him in the neighborhood Truly Bear.
Truly?
Yeah. Oh, I love that
name.
Yeah,
because we think it was the berry smell of all the, not all the cans, the two cans.
All the cans.
All the cans. Yeah, let's be real.
The 6 dozen cans.
You're not going to get that strong of a smell from one or two.
Yeah. It's going to take more than 2 cans to bring a bear, right? And you know bears, they never give up.
Bears never give up.
Man, I can't even imagine walking out and seeing a bear in the morning.
Either. Can I tell you, I've only seen a bear on Ring. I've never been seen one in the wild.
The only time I did is back east, the Smoky Mountains.
Saw one?
We went up. Yeah, we went on an expedition actually to see a bear because they were out at that time. But you never got out of the car. It was one of those things where you drove through a national park.
Gotcha.
And you might see a bear, like you would an elk or a moose or something of that nature. Here, it was the same type of situation. But as far as in the wild, stepping out of your house, you know, being at a cabin or something like that, never. Well, never.
And that's what they've terrified me with, is because he ate or drank all my Trulies and tore through all my trash. What they told me, or she, because she has 2 cubs, is that now she thinks to come to my house for snacks. So this morning, you know, Thursday's trash day. So today I'm like, it's dark when I take my trash out. I pulled my car out.
So there's lights.
Yeah. I keep the brights on. I make as much noise. I'm like, gotta take trash out.
And the bears know, because they've got it set up. They get alerts on their phones.
Yeah, they got trash can cams.
Yeah, they do. They get trash can alerts on their phones. And that's why their timing is incredible.
I literally almost didn't take the trash out this morning. I'm terrified now. I'm going to be honest with you.
Where you live, I don't blame you at all.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared of her because, you know, she still has her cubs and she's walking around her neighborhood. And now they told me that she thinks I'm snacky place. Like, I'm the McDonald's of the cul-de-sac.
Where I live, and I swear, we had probably 5 or 6 sightings yesterday within the neighborhood of bears. And I live in the city compared to where you live.
I know.
I mean, you're out there.
I know.
So I could see, it's going to happen one day.
And I'll tell you what happened, like, when I first moved into this house, you know, whatever, 6 years ago. So I told my dad, now, please don't get mad at me. This is an innocent move. My dad was a zoologist, and so it's innocent. So 6 years ago, I said, Dad, there's bears in the community. So he said, well, what you need to do is get you some ammonia and pour it in the trash cans. And I said, okay. And he said, the bears will go away. Well, I for 3 years, never had an issue. The bears weren't even around. Well, that obviously wore off. Well, I looked it up. It burns out their nostrils, and they starve to death. Oh.
Man, oh, man.
That's messed up.
That really is
so
messed up.
So I know how I could get rid of her and this, but I'm not going to ever do that because I didn't know. I didn't know.
Man, oh, man.
I know, but how did I know?
Yeah, well.
You know, it's like that's old school how you get rid of bears and from Minnesota zoology.
Way to pass it down, Bob.
It was only 3 years of bad luck for the bears.
From generation to generation, Bob. Yeah,
so if you really, I mean, but don't do that. But
burn their nose out.
Is that sad?
It's horrible.
And they starve to death.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I guess I'd rather them eat through my trash than starve to death. Drink the Trulies.
Be on the lookout. The bears are out there. I mean, when you're closing areas because of aggressiveness,
I know.
That's a strong statement to be making.
That is. I mean, that's why I said I think it's a meth bear. He's just like, I don't care.
The bears.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.